Tonight and tomorrow night, PBS presents the latest documentary directed by Ken Burns, a two-night, four-hour biography called Mark Twain. TV critic David Bianculli has this preview.
Ken Burns makes two kinds of documentaries. There's the epic, the giant narratives that take years to make and weeks to watch, like the Civil War, baseball, and jazz. And there are the smaller studies, biographies of such people as Thomas Jefferson and Lewis and Clark, which can be absorbed in a couple of sittings. Mark Twain, shown tonight and tomorrow night by PBS, is one of the small ones. Yet in subject and execution, it's one of the biggest of the small ones. If you're very familiar with the life of Samuel Clemens and the works of his literary alter ego Mark Twain, you're bound to be impressed. If you don't know all that much, especially about his life, you're likely to be amazed. Mark Twain, directed by Burns, is written by Dayton Duncan and Jeffrey C. Ward and produced by Duncan and Burns. They've designed this documentary as a sort of dual biography. There's the creation and success of Mark Twain, the stand-up comic and celebrity author, and there's the astoundingly traveled and tragic life of Sam Clemens, who became famous writing sarcastic travel dispatches from Europe and the Pacific. Over his lifetime, Clemens made and lost several fortunes and buried almost all of his loved ones while writing some of the best and bravest works of American literature. This happens to be a subject I'm especially passionate about, so I can't say I learned many new facts from this documentary. I could also nitpick, if I wanted, about a photo or two being shown years too early in the program's chronology, or complain about some of Twain's writings that were quoted too briefly or not at all. I'm not even fully sold on Kevin Conway, who provides the voice of Mark Twain. Yet I love what this Mark Twain study does, which is to make the man's work and life truly come alive. If it doesn't make you want to pick up one of his books and dive in, then you're not paying attention. Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Twain's masterpiece, is handled especially well here. It's given the literary weight it deserves, and the historical weight, and even the ethical weight. Many people comment enthusiastically about Mark Twain and Sam Clemens in this biography. Russell Banks and Ron Powers are major standouts. But the best expert, by far, is Hal Holbrook. Holbrook, of course, has played Mark Twain in his one-man show for about half a century now, constantly revising the program and revisiting Twain's works, letters, and biographies. Yet for this PBS program, he doesn't play Mark Twain. He explains him. With so much insight and enthusiasm, you can't help but be as excited and impressed as Holbrook is. When Holbrook talks about Huckleberry Finn, for example, he talks very specifically about why and when Twain's planned sequel to the children's book Tom Sawyer became something much more serious. During a trip by Twain to revisit his roots, to recall his days as a riverboat pilot on the Mississippi and a boy growing up in Missouri, Holbrook says the author and the manuscript were profoundly affected.
Lincoln declared the Emancipation Proclamation to try to idealize the struggle of the North against the South. And then in 1876, Reconstruction died, the Ku Klux Klan came out, and Huckleberry Finn, the book, began. Interesting. He started to write this thing, and he must have run into difficulty. Interesting. And then he stops the book. He put it aside for 5 years. Then in April 1882, he decides to go down the river to New Orleans on a steamboat and write a book called Life on the Mississippi, not Huckleberry Finn. In May, he turns around, he starts back up the river again, all the way to Minnesota. And then at the tag end of that, he goes back and visits Hannibal again. And the next month, what does he do? He picks up Huckleberry Finn. What does that say to you? What did he see going down that river? He'd been off that river for 20 years, since before the Civil War. What do you think he was looking at? He was looking at the horrible failure of freeing the slave.
That sort of passion, to me, is impossible to resist. Tonight's first half of Mark Twain ends with the publication of Huckleberry Finn, and you might want to have a copy of the book by your bedside so you can dive right in. Meanwhile, tomorrow night's conclusion offers many more masterworks, many more insights, and many more tragedies. Like almost every project Burns tackles, Mark Twain turns out to be quite a bit about race. This latest biography isn't a departure from the Civil War. In many ways, it's a companion volume and a sequel.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.